It's time for Bookmark, the book review show on WPSU. The setting of today's book is based on a real-life State College antiques shop, Apple Hill Antiques. The shop is owned by Jan and Roger Snyder, and Jan reviews this mystery novel with a local flair.
When Peggy Hartman told me she had just published a book about the antiques business, I thought it would be some sort of reference work. She's one of the dealers at Apple Hill Antiques, the antique shop my husband and I own. But we were in for a wonderful surprise. Peggy wove her experiences at Apple Hill into a murder mystery. Not only that, she made it a big novel you can really get into, with full, rich characters, lots of humor, a foray into local history, and even some passionate goings-on. She must have remembered just about every conversation she'd heard around the shop, because the lure of antiques is there as well. But above all, the book is beautifully written, smooth and flowing. It's a joy to read. The book starts with a bang from the very first sentence. The body was found at 10:15 on a May morning, a fine, fair morning, as unsuitable to the horror of murder as anything could be. The reader knows by the end of the first chapter only that someone has been killed in the shop, but not who or how or why or by whom. Then the story goes back and covers the previous 2 years to the founding of the shop. We get to know the dealers, find out what they're up to, and begin to care about them. We watch their relationships flourish and become more and more interesting. We follow them to auctions and flea markets and even yard sales. Along the way, sometimes inadvertently, you will learn a zillion things about the antiques business and about the antiques themselves. Yet, as you read, the events of the first chapter color the tale. Someone is going to be killed. It isn't until two-thirds of the way through that we again come to that May morning. I look for clues as I went along, as mystery readers do. Still, it was baffling trying to figure out who done it. Friends who have read the book confess they never guessed the answer. But all the loose ends get tied up and you aren't left dangling when you come to that last page, written in the form of an epilogue. Several people have told me when they finished the book, they wanted to read it all over again. I'm one of them.
That book is Antiques to Die For by Peggy Hartman, who wrote this novel under the pen name P.L. Hartman. The book is published by Strategic Book Publishing and just came out this spring. Our reviewer, Jan Snyder, owns Apple Hill Antiques with her husband, Roger. They will be having a launch party for Antiques to Die For at their shop on Sunday, June 22nd, from 2 to 5 p.m. The author will be there to sign copies, and they'll be doing antiques appraisals as well. Have you read a good book lately? Tell us about it on our website at wpsu.org/bookmark. Join us next week at this time for WPSU's This I Believe. I'm Emily Reddy.